all-American hash brown. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomatoes.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッフォード 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
Are you sure this is going to be okay?
I'm sure, honey. Everything's going to be just fine. Let's see what we've got down here.
Okay.
Oh, my. About big.
Yeah, just for you, man.
Rock on.
the size of this fella.
Welcome to Plastic Sushi, Strawberries, and Thyme here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and what we do on a Plastic Sushi sound collage is to start off with some Japanese music, and then we genre jump our way through a freeform mix of metal, funk, punk, jazz, electronic, country, disco, ambient, as many different styles of music as we can that match our theme du jour. Plus, we mix in audio samples from TV shows, movies, documentaries, political speeches. I call them audio clips from who knows where, in between and on top of the music. And tonight, our theme is called Big Bands and Big Beats. And we began with, of course, the Japanese band. That was Denki Groove and Twist of the World. And that was an example of a song with a really big beat. As far as bands go, we'll certainly be hearing from some musicians noted for their quote, big band, unquote, style, like Glenn Miller and Louis Armstrong and, oh, yes, Billy May. But for the purposes of our show tonight, any band big enough to be called an orchestra, like jazz orchestras, yes, and an electric light orchestra as well, that'll fit. That'll match our theme. Also, a lot of our audio clips from who knows where tonight come from Stanley Kubrick's masterpiece of a film, The Shining, starring Jack Nicholson. And we're building up to a big beat climax with everything in the second major set of the show. Backing me up right now is, well, music composed by Beethoven. This is the Symphony No. 7 in A minor, Opus 92, Presto. So let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with, well, of course, another Japanese band. And this is actually the taiko band, Kodo. And the taiko is this giant Japanese drum. And Kodo currently has 21 drummers. And while they're big into playing traditional music, they've also gotten involved with people remixing their drums and their pieces. And this is a remixed version of their song Wax On that I'm going to play for you. And I think it really rocks. Here on the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries, and Thyme Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford.
We have shut
down every street from Dudley Common, everywhere we go. Because this is the voice of the people, not George W. Pentagon Bush, not the corporations Cheney, and not all the crooks in Homeland Security. This is the voice of the people.
Human behavior.
Thank you. damage relationships and mood, uncertainty about goals, impulsive and activities that are self-damaging, such as casual sex.
I like that.
Muchacha!
Thank you. remember when I was a little boy, my grandmother and I could hold conversations entirely without ever opening our mouths. She called it shiny. And for a long time, I thought it was just the two of us that had the shine to us. Just like you probably thought you was the only one. But there are other folks, though mostly they don't know it or don't believe it.
Yeah, I sure do. That's Belle Brown. We used to call her Hot Chocolate. She had the softest eyes. She had these big old round, brown, firm. You know, she would do this little trick with her mouth where she would...
It's my mother, man.
Are you drunk? It's okay if you are.
Hey, Matt. What are the charges, this fella?
You're listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it is a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And tonight, our theme for all the music is called Big Bands and Big Beats. We began with the Japanese taiko band Kodo and a remixed version of their song Wax On, which is can be found on the Japan for Sale Volume 1 compilation, which is an absolutely outstanding compilation, as are volumes 2 and 3, and then there's another one called Japan Not for Sale, also well worth listening to as well. And then we followed that with Glenn Miller, known for his big band style for sure. That was Moonlight Serenade. And well, going on there, we started to mix in some of our audio clips from the film The Shining, and that was sprinkled in various places as well. Something we're going to be hearing more of in the next set, particularly leading to the big finale. Some excerpts from a 2006 Boston anti-war protest report done by Chuck Yu. We heard one example of that in the Kodo song. We followed Glenn Miller with that crazy Mexican genius composer, arranger, and one of my top four sonic heroes, Esquivel. Mucha Muchacha. Man, that guy could do a lot with a stereo system with two channels. Actually, you know, he was one of the pioneers, and he even got to the point of recording two orchestras in separate rooms in the late 1950s so he could have complete stereo sonic separation. I followed that with the Scherzo from Symphony Number 9 by Ludwig van Beethoven. And then some classic disco for you with Lips, Ink, and Funky Town off of the excellent compilation Pure Disco. There's volumes 1, 2, and 3, as well as Pure Funk, and they're all great. Then we took a sonic detour to Bali, Indonesia, and heard some gamelan music by Kekak Bali Selatan, a piece called Jaran Teji. And, you know, I've been to Bali, Indonesia, and it is a beautiful island. Even though Indonesia is overwhelmingly Muslim, they're mostly Hindu, and they've developed their own particular beliefs about that. It's certainly, well, it's well traveled by tourists, particularly these days, but in past years it was, the 19th century, considered very exotic. And, well, I'm sure it's still a place well worth visiting, and it was pretty inexpensive as well. Actually, you know, well, traveling doesn't have to be expensive. I've been privileged to have visited 23 different countries around the world, traveling through many of them on my own. And if you're willing to rough it a bit, it doesn't cost that much money relative to things. And then we heard Dead or Alive And I love this song, Lover Come Back to Me. This past Saturday, I was able to go to the Museum of Science, and I saw their brand new IMAX film, National Parks Adventure. And, well, you know, you too can take the ultimate cinematic off-trail trip into the nation's awe-inspiring great outdoors and untamed wilderness. Yes, the IMAX film, National Parks Adventure at the Museum of Science. Spectacularly wild and beautiful places like Yosemite, Yellowstone, the Everglades, the Redwoods, Arches, and Canyonlands are illuminated as never before with immersive giant screen cinematography, revealing a tapestry of natural wonders that will inspire the adventurer in us all. For tickets and more information about the National Parks Adventure IMAX film and other programs and exhibits, visit the Museum of Science website at mos.org. That's mos.org. Or you can also call them at 617-723-2500. And this has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and all your outdoor-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I pretty much boycott Hollywood. I've done since the SOPA PIPA, when they tried to get that passed through Congress of several years ago. Although I was down, well, I think basically when you don't support a group or an organization or a coercive monopoly, the number one thing you shouldn't do is give them your money. And particularly, I think the entertainment industry, the Hollywood entertainment industry, they're just going to take the money that you give them and they're going to use it to pay politicians to pass laws that make you a criminal. They really don't believe in the fair use of art. And, yeah, so I guess what I want to say is that I do go to the Museum of Science and see IMAX films, and I think they're a spectacular form of virtual reality. It really is a lot like being in a helicopter when you've got this this view that is the best spots in the IMAX, certainly the Mugar Omni Theater, are around the middle. There's this kind of block that's right in the middle, and any of the seats around there give you this kind of just all-around perspective view. And the field of vision is incredible. And, well, they've got an IMAX theater over at the aquarium, the New England Aquarium, too. But it's not as spectacular, technically, as the one at the Museum of Science. Well, let's continue with your Friday night sound collage party. And, well, we're going to go from Beethoven right now, which is, this is a string quartet, number 7, opus 59, number 1. And we're going to start off the next set with the London Philharmonic. Yes, they're a pretty big band, I think. And this is a piece composed by Bach, Sheep May Safely Graze.
would be happy to, sir. I just love scanning for life forms. Life forms. You tiny little life forms. You precious little life forms. Where are you?
Like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. You know, except for that whole hooker thing.
Something that's been known to give a few people second thoughts about the job.
こちらは WMFO メッドフォード 91.5 FM。